you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we continue part three of the four-part series titled, Coping with Difficult Days.
Oh, I see that, but I'm not moved by what I see. I feel that, and I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe. And I know what the word says. You're not in faith till you get there. If you stop anywhere short of, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. If you stop anywhere short of that, you're not in faith. Because faith believes the word of God, although it does not see. Faith calls things to be not as though they were and brings them into existence. You're not in faith till you get to that point. And if we stay in faith, we don't have to go back to that thing, because as soon as the thought come up, oh, bring every thought, every vain imagination into captivity to the word of God. And you got to develop yourself to the point where your lifestyle is when the negative thought first tries to rise, you grab it with the word. And you pull it into captivity and you go on. That way those things don't get strongholds on you and get you down, and you got to fight your way out of a hole. Just be full of the word and be constantly being filled with the word. God sees the need in advance and supplies it. He's El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Don't have to find the problem to get the help. Try and just avoid the problem. Life's a whole lot easier when we just avoid the problem. Receive the promise of God we talked about last week. This week, we're going to talk about point number three, reclaim God's promises. If you want to cope with difficult days, not only do you need to recall God's promises, which is know the word and remember the word, and receive God's peace, which is going to be a result of meditating and thinking about the word, keeps him perfect peace of mind, state on thee, you have to reclaim God's power. Why reclaim it? Because if you got a difficult day, you done lost it. Because technically, if you know who you are and you're walking in who you are, you don't have no difficult days. You know, when people start talking about my house, note went up $723, our property taxes and insurance went up. I'm like, that wasn't a difficult day. It wasn't even a difficult time. I didn't like it. Didn't make me happy. Do I look crazy? I ain't crazy. That don't make me happy or nothing like that. But you know what? I said, well, this too shall pass. Good thing I'm a tither. The Lord rebuked the devourer on my behalf. Take care of it. And you go on. Some people start whining and complaining. They start murmuring and complaining like God isn't faithful. And that'll tear your faith apart, and that'll push the blessings of God away from you, whereas you already got a word on that. Oh, no, God rebukes the devourer on my behalf, and the Lord's already made plans, take care of it. Already made plans, take care of it. I say, whoo, you know, whoo, should have got that done a lot quicker. Not a problem. But suppose I'd have fallen out of faith, been all upset. God's got another place from where that came from, already prepared. And thank God for tithing. Thank God for keeping the door of blessing open. So as we live right, it prepares us for days that otherwise would be difficult. If we go to church on a regular basis, we'll hear something in advance before the need comes, which smooths out our life so we don't have to keep going through the need. I wonder if God said, do not forsake the assembly of saints for a reason. Or maybe he just liked to make folk come to church. God does everything out of love. God is love. And I guarantee you, when we skip church, it costs nobody anything but us and the people whom we could minister to. Because you can't give what you hadn't got. We have got to recall those promises, and you got to come to church to know them. You got to receive the peace of God. You have to meditate their word. And when we listen to Satan, we've given up our authority. Because Jesus said, I gave you authority. All power has been given unto me from heaven. The tread of my servants everywhere. But he said, all power has been given to me, but I've given you the authority. The exousia. He's been given the dunamis, the dynamite power, and he's gave us the authority. That, in other words, he gave us dynamite power alone. He gave us the authority to use it. And we learned before, the authority is not power. Power is not authority. Authority is the ability to operate somebody else's power. Jesus said, I whipped up on the devil so bad, he will always recognize my authority. And he says, I've given unto you my authority. Let's look at Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. Here's Jesus sharing with us right here. Very good point. He says, I like that part right there where it says just before that in verse 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I like to know where Satan is, for he tells me about my power. He fell. he don't have no power. He went up there trying to rise up against God. With God in me, Satan still got the same results trying to rise up against me.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
I like that part right there where it says, just before that in verse 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I like to know where Satan is before he tells me about my power. He fell. he don't have no power. He went up there trying to rise up against God. With God in me, Satan still got the same results trying to rise up against me. Got the same result. He tried to rise up against God. Boom! Got knocked down. Couldn't deal with the power of God. Now, God has given me his power alone as authority. Satan trying to rise up against me, I'll blacken his eye and knock him back down. Shouldn't be standing there laying down for this kind of stuff. You stand up and resist it. Resist it the best you can. With your mouth, with your actions as much as you can. That's why you lay hands on somebody. You say, do what you can. Do what you couldn't do before. You know, step out. Do what you couldn't do. I mean, be wise, but do what you can do. Whatever you can do to resist. You might have to lay for a while. You might have to do this for a while. You might do that for a while. But do what you can do to resist. Don't just lay back. Oh, yeah, woe is me. Stand up and resist. He says here, and he said unto him, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In verse 19, behold, Jesus said, I give unto you. He's not a respecter of persons, that's all. And these guys right here, he gave it to them. They weren't even saved yet. Now we're saved. We got better promises. Definitely if he gave it to these men at the end of the Old Testament, he gave it to us. Behold, I give unto you what? Power. Now that word is not dunamis in the Greek. It's exousia. So it should have been translated. Modern translation is better translated authority. Behold, I give unto you authority because I don't have the power of God. But what I have is the authority of God. I have the ability to use his power according to how he said use it. I can't just grab the power of God and go around and use it against God and use it against people who love me and use it all crazily because I don't have the power to use how I want to. So if I got all powers been given to Jesus and he's given me authority over, let me see who I got authority over, make sure I don't get out of jurisdiction. I got authority over fellow Christians. So I can get up in their business, just tell them what to do. I got authority. God's given me all authority. No, that's not what it says. I have authority over over people who rule and reign over me, who have good purpose to, godly purpose to. No, I can't get go in and take over churches. It says, behold, I give unto you power, which is authority, the right to use delegated power, to tread on serpents. Well, those are the ones I got problems with. Scorpions, other evil, wicked things, and over all the power of the enemy. Other Christians are not considered your enemy. All the ideal of authority is of God, so you can't be going against authority unless authority is evil and against God itself. So you can't just be attacking authority. You know, that's not the power that you, that's not the authority you have. But over these demons and devils and scorpions and the powers of the enemy, sickness, disease, and poverty, these things are powers of the enemy. I have authority over those things. And because I do, nothing shall by any means hurt me because only the enemy I have authority over. So if all these things that are my enemies, I have authority over them, nothing shall by any means hurt me if I exercise my authority over the enemy and the works of the enemy. Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy, to make a show of him openly, to triumph over him in it. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be triumphed over difficult days, triumph over the works of the devil, poverty, sickness, the spiritual death, all this stuff. We've got triumph over that. We've been given all we need. But again, if we don't remember the word, by recalling those promises, if we again don't receive the peace of God, so we walk around fretting when the Bible said, fret not, we looked at. Do not fear on the day of the evildoer arises, because fear creates a problem. Then we're looking at reclaim the power. Why? You have to know you have it. You have to reclaim it. If you got a day that has become difficult, you're coping with a difficult day, come to yourself. Realize who you are and literally just make a change in your heart, a change in your mind. Say, hold up now. These folk ain't got no authority over me. I'm not talking about your boss saying different things, but I'm talking about as far as controlling my success in life. If they got the authority to fire me. But if I didn't do anything wrong, they're firing me. Hey, I'm suffering for Jesus, as it were. God's still going to take care of my needs. For my seed should not be found begging bread. Now, don't be a sorry employer or you might be reaping where you've sown. But I'm talking about you doing the right thing. When you're doing the right thing, you don't have to worry about wrong things. Look at Colossians 1:11. You see, we've been given that power, that authority to tread upon serpents and every evil thing and every work of the enemy. Now, that's the Bible to you. And that's sometimes you need to say that. You know what? I got authority over you, devil. In the name of Jesus, loose my finances. Money comes unto me. God's blessing me. It's coming in. I'm being faithful. Everything I put my hands to prosper. I receive a full return on my offering. I give it in faith. On my tithe, I give it in faith. But remember, faith is not a silent thing. If you don't open your mouth and release it, it's not active. Active. You have to release your faith. I said I teach that 1 year, releasing your faith, but releasing your faith is through confession. You can't just sit there and let the devil have the last word. You have to open your mouth and you have to speak the word of God. You have to speak it. You can't sit there and feel it. Can't sit there and think it. You have to speak it. You have to open your mouth. And well, who am I talking to? You're talking to any devil out there want to listen. Because he's talking to you. Why don't you talk back to him? I'm not telling no long conversations. You just tell him what to do. It's like a lot of times if your kid's cutting up, you don't spend a whole lot of time talking to him. You tell him what you want to do. You know, I mean, you do talk to them. Don't get me wrong. They're other human beings. Be considerate. But when you get down where decisions have been made, you just tell them what to do. Now, when you get through playing with the devil and carrying on conversations, whether it is God or not to do, whether should, you go ahead and talk to him because you got authority over him. People give the devil more respect than they get their kids. Let's go a little bit further. Colossians 1:11. Now, on Colossians 1:11, we want to pay attention to the point that we're still talking about reclaim God's power. The power belongs to you. 1:11 reads, strengthen with all might. We're strengthened. We are strengthened. Reclaim the power. We are strengthened with all might or power according to God's glorious power. Our power comes from his power. Our strength comes from his power. We are strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with what? With the joyfulness. Now, let me read that to you in Amplified. In Amplified, it says, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power. Remember, we're talking about coping with a difficult day. During a difficult day, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory. According to your might? According to his might, to the point to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearing with joy. Why they say that? Because if they're saying they're laying you off and they're not sure if they're laying you off, it may be several months before they do that. So in the midst of that, you got to persevere. Knowing what? Knowing that you got the power of God on your behalf, that it'll be well with me. But yet you might be there. You don't just say, because they say they may be laying people off, you up and quit. You know, you say, look, you know, whatever it is going to be good for me. They just said maybe. But meanwhile, during that period of time, you might be persevering because if you don't persevere in faith.
Today's message has been titled Coping with Difficult Days, Part 3.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper.